Hello there, and welcome to the second episode of the Fluid Romantics podcast brought to you by Black City. My name is Chelsea, and I will be your host. So today we're going to talk about all of the different types of relationships out there, because there are a lot of them, a lot more than I actually thought there was, and probably a lot more than you think there is too. So basically, we want to go through this because in future podcasts, we might mention these terms such as polyamory, monogamy, monogamish, polyfidelity, relationship anarchy, and so on, and we want you guys to know exactly what we're talking about when we mention those kind of terms. If you follow the Instagram, which hopefully you do, if you don't, go do that now. It's Fluid Romantics on Instagram. But our recent post kind of labeled, I suppose, all of these different relationship types, and we are going to discuss them in detail today. Yay! I was going to press the booer there, but I'm going to press the applause. Yay! Woo! Okay. Oh, also, for the last episode that we posted, the five love languages, I told you guys that there would be a link in the description of that episode to go and take your love languages, or your love language test, your love language test. And I did not post that because I'm a silly girl and I'm still learning about all this podcast jazz. But that link for the test will be in this podcast description, and I recommend doing it because it's probably going to be very beneficial to you to know what kind of love language you have, and your partner and your friends and your family and things like that. Just kind of know how to express love and how you should interpret the love that you receive, maybe, and depending on their love languages. But anyway, that was last week. This is this week. So again, we're going to talk about the different types of relationships out there today. So the first one, I suppose, which is what I'm in, and which is probably the most popular relationship type in the world, which is monogamy. And monogamy is basically defined as a relationship or a marriage or whatever with one person at a time, or basically just the practice of having like a mate, one mate. These days it's not really like, you know, a mate for life, unfortunately, or not unfortunately, it really depends on your view of the whole thing. But it's basically just having been with one person exclusively until you're not, and then you're with one other person exclusively until you're not, and then so on and so on. So the next one then is monogamish, or partnered non-monogamy, and this is essentially monogamy. So you just have one mate, one primary partner, but there might be some, you know, sexual contact with others. So this could include, I don't know, going away on a business trip and having a one night stand with a stranger that you're never going to see again, or it could be flirting on Snapchat with somebody, or going on a date with somebody that isn't your partner or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. But I don't really like this term, just because I feel like a lot of people who are in monogamous relationships, their partner aren't aware of it. For the partner, they think that it's monogamy, and it's not. Now, again, if this is consensual, if you're in a relationship where you both agree, okay, yeah, we're in a monogamous relationship, but if you're away in a different city and you want to, you know, fuck somebody or whatever, you can do that. That's fine. I don't want to hear about it. You know, there's all different rules and types for different relationships. It's just about consent and communication. Monogamish or partner monogamy is essentially you have one primary partner, but you engage in sexual activities, hopefully with your partner's consent, hopefully. Next one then is open relationships, which is kind of like an umbrella term for consensually non-monogamous relationships, which is kind of like all the rest of the relationships that we will talk about in today's podcast. Believe it or not, most people who are in these kind of relationships are people who are married or have like long-term committed relationships, and they bring on like a third person or a fourth or a fifth, depending on how adventurous they are. But these people are usually always secondary. So you'll have like your primary partner, that's like your number one. And then you might have like, you know, a boyfriend on the side, that's number two, or a third or a fourth or whatever. Again, consent and communication is key in all of these types of relationships. And then we have polygamy, which, believe it or not, actually kind of predates monogamy. It's very popular in the religion of Islam. It's very popular for people to have a polygyny relationship, which is basically one husband who has multiple wives, but they're all only sexually exclusive with that one husband. Muslims are, again, most likely to be in this kind of relationship. I suppose on the same coin, but on the other side, two sides of the same coin, that's the phrase I'm looking for, is polyandry, which is basically one wife who's married to multiple husbands. It's a lot rarer than you know, one husband married to multiple women, just because there's, I don't know why that is, but it is more rare. But yeah, then we go on to swinging. So swinging is actually what Blacksity is all about. So if you are in any way curious or interested in the swinging lifestyle, if you want to know more about it, if you're already aware of what it is and you want to get involved in it, I would recommend going to blacksity.co. That's who sponsors this podcast, and they are all about swinging relationships, trying to eradicate the whole cheating thing in relationships and basically bring relationships 2.0, which is, you know, just swinging, I guess. So what is swinging? Swinging is basically committed couples consensually exchanging partners for sexual purposes. It's pretty diverse, to be honest. It ranges from like brief interactions at clubs or at events to like friends at like parties, or like, you know, you can arrange events and things like that. It's probably a lot more popular than you think it is. And then we have progressive swinging, which is kind of a newer term that describes swingers who are comfortable with, and sometimes that prefer, having like an emotionally intimate relationship with their sexual partners. Again, this is all needs to be communicated to your primary partner if that's what you want. But often progressive swingers enjoy having friendships with their, I don't know, play partners, I suppose you'd call them, and enjoy doing like non-sexual activities outside of the sexual activities, such as like going to the cinema, playing golf, I don't know, going for a walk and getting a coffee, you know yourself, friend things, I guess, but like not sexual. And then we have polyamory. So polyamory is a relationship style that allows people to openly conduct multiple sexual and or romantic relationships simultaneously, ideally with the knowledge, and I mean this, ideally with the knowledge and consent of all involved, or like anyone who is kind of tied up with the people who are in this kind of relationship. Again, polyfidelity is similar, except it's more so like a closed relationship style that requires sexual and emotional fidelity to an intimate group that is larger than two. So polyamory is kind of like, you know, you have a wide range of different people that you're emotionally and sexually connected to. And then polyfidelity is similar, except it's, how do I explain this? It's like a group activity. Polyamory is kind of not a group activity. It's kind of like a singular activity that you are in, but polyfidelity is like there's five of you in one relationship and you all decide to go off and do polyamory, kind of. That's my best explanation of that. And then we have the last one, which we're going to talk about today, which is relationship anarchy. This one is kind of hard to pin down like an exact definition, just because of the, like, I suppose, anarchist philosophy of the whole thing. But people who believe in relationship anarchy as a philosophy, they're highly critical of conventional cultural standards that prioritize like romantic sexual relationships over platonic relationships, essentially. Relationship anarchists, they kind of seek to eliminate specific distinctions between or hierarchical valuations of friendships versus love-based relationships. So that basically they're saying that, like, just because I'm having sex with you or because I like love you romantically, that does not mean that you're more important than this person who I don't love sexually or romantically, but I love platonically. You know, it's kind of all the same. Why should they be different? Which I think is kind of a pretty cool aspect. Another important theme within relationship anarchy is the resistance to placing demands or expectations on the people involved in the relationship. So like swingers and polyamorous, they kind of create specific rules, guidelines, boundaries, so on, to structure the relationships. But relationship anarchy, they kind of reject those rules. They kind of just think, like, you know, no one should have to give up anything or compromise in order to sustain a relationship. It's kind of better to amicably separate than to sustain an unhappy relationship and an unfulfilling relationship by doing things that you don't want to do just to make somebody else happy. And that's relationship anarchy. And that is kind of, oh God, I'm way over time. Wow. A glass of wine is a treat when you're doing the podcast, I'll tell you that much. But they are basically all the different types of relationships that I could find. I'm in a very happy monogamous relationship. Monogamous. So that is not my view on things, I suppose, but I'm very much fulfilled in my relationship so that I don't need anybody else or anything else. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'm sorry for my rambling. I will get better at this. It's hard to speak to nobody, but knowing that somebody could listen to this. I'll link the test for the 5 love languages in this description, and I will also write out brief descriptions of the relationship terms that we talked about, just in case my voice or my accent or my speed of speech is too much. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, guys, and we will see you in 2 weeks for the next episode. Woo! Woo! Oh, I'm speaking too loud. Ooh. Can I applause? Yeah. Woo! Thank you. Goodbye. Good night. Be here next week or 2 weeks time. Bye-bye.